Scott.
We're going to be back because the student movement will not die. We're the students.
That's the sound of a protester as police cleared the pro-Palestinian encampment on the campus of MIT. Police have made more than 40 arrests as pro-Palestinian protest encampments were dismantled at the University of Pennsylvania, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and the University of Phoenix. Police tear gas protesters at Arizona late Thursday and made 2 arrests. MIT says 10 arrests were made at its campus in Cambridge. Penn says more than 30 were arrested in Philadelphia. President Biden's decision to withhold some offensive weapons from Israel is drawing more fire from Capitol Hill. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Biden's policy amounts to micromanaging Israel's war effort. Johnson's full interview can be heard Saturday on the Salem News program This Week on the Hill. Also at SRNNews.com, powerful storms bringing damaging high winds threatened several southern states early Friday as residents cleared debris from several deadly twisters in Michigan, Tennessee, and other states. Some of the strongest storms early Friday rolled through Tennessee, Florida, where numerous trees were toppled around that state's capital city. Florida State University announced that its campuses were closed, and in Jackson, Mississippi, residents were asked to conserve water. That's after a power outage at a major water treatment plant. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow ahead 88 points, and the NASDAQ is down 31. This is SRN News. How close do you feel to other people?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks that question, and it reveals that 66% of the general population says they do feel close to other Americans. And religion is a determining factor. Amongst people of faith, 73% say they feel close to others, compared to just 51% of people who are not religiously affiliated. Older Americans, conservatives, and Republicans are also more likely to feel close to others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anheuser-Busch still suffering for its decision to partner with a transgender influencer last year. The company reporting higher than expected revenue in the first quarter, but still losing market share in the U.S. Sales of Bud Light, the company's longtime bestseller, plunged amid conservative backlash after the brand selected Dylan Mulvaney, a man who is living as a woman, to be one of its spokesmen. This is SRN News. California Governor Gavin Newsom preparing to update his budget proposal. Newsom announcing a nearly $38 billion budget deficit in January. The nonpartisan legislative analyst office says the deficit was actually $58 billion if you include some reductions in public education spending. Wildlife organizations trying to rescue dozens of sick pelicans.
Eddie McGuire is executive director of the Wetlands and Wildlife Care Center in Huntington Beach.
They don't have enough food to sustain them. And their blood work is showing that they're anemic. It's showing that they're dehydrated and they're very low in their weight. They're coming in about half their body weight.
Lifeguards spotted a cluster of 24 sick pelicans earlier this week on a pier in Newport Beach and called in wildlife experts. McGuire says the birds' health crisis is a mystery. I'm Donna Water.
More details at SRNNews.com.